USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The death toll from flooding across parts of western Germany and Belgium rose around 100 Friday as the search continues for hundreds of people still unaccounted for. Rescuers are scrambling to find survivors and rescue people trapped in houses at risk of collapse. Chancellor Angela Merkel expressed her sorrow over the loss of life during a news conference at the White House late Thursday, saying the full extent of the tragedy will only be seen in the coming days. End quote. Los Angeles County in California will require masks to be worn indoors, even by those vaccinated against the coronavirus. The University of California Higher Education System also said Thursday that students, faculty, and staff must be inoculated against COVID-19 to return to campus. Xiaomi is now the second largest smartphone vendor based on worldwide shipments in the second quarter of 2021. The Chinese company captured 17% of the global market share, just behind Samsung's 19%, but ahead of Apple's 14%. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson is eager to get back to New Hampshire Motor Speedway this weekend after missing the race last year.
I've always enjoyed going to Loudoun. I mean, it's not been one of my favorite tracks, my best tracks, but it kind of reminds me of a longer, bigger IRP, the way you race it and stuff. And I think the PJ1 application there is really good, at least when I've ran there. Usually by the last couple runs of the race, it's finally started to wear out, and you know the lanes are adjusting, and you got to keep up with that. So it's definitely a tough place, though, and you know, the Gibbs guys have been very good there for a long time. But you know, hopefully we've learned a lot on our short track stuff to go there and be strong.
Arizona health officials say there is definitely an uptick in COVID-19 cases across the state, likely due to the highly contagious Delta variant. As of Monday, Arizona had recorded over 3,500 breakthrough cases out of more than 3.2 million fully vaccinated people. USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Black Lives Matter is facing strong criticism following a statement the organization made on Wednesday praising the Cuba regime while blaming America for their plight. Journalist Dan Bongino has some not-so-kind words on Fox News for Black Lives Matter.
They're a terror group. Terror group uses propaganda and terrorism, and that's what Black Lives Matter does. They are communists, and communists are terrorists, too. This hurts your feelings? You don't like it? Are we offending your delicate sensibilities? Kiss my rump. I don't care. I don't give a damn. I can't stand you. I saw you up in my face. I saw what you did. You're not fighting for black lives. The conservative movement is through school choice and empowerment initiatives and freedom and liberty around the world. You're fighting for terrorism and communism. You're not just not wrong. You're downright evil. There's a difference between misfeasance and malfeasance. You are on the far end of malfeasance. Your movement is grotesque, it's disgusting, and it's the body bag movement. The only thing this has ever led to in human history, what you're doing, is body bags. That is it.
Senator Marco Rubio, the Republican from Florida, in a statement wrote, "The extortionist ring known as the Black Lives Matter organization took a break today from shaking down corporations for millions and buying themselves mansions to share their support for the communist regime in Cuba." End quote. Marine experts and advocates in Australia are urging the public to refrain from using the word shark attack, saying sharks are unfairly stigmatized as deliberate killers. Instead, officials have suggested that violent run-ins with sharks be called interactions. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.